President John Mahama has emphasized that the coming on stream of the first unit of the Bui Power Project does not suggest an absolute end to the energy crisis. He noted that the increasing population calls for more demand for energy and more needs to be done to stabilize the situation. The president was inaugurating a unit of the Bui Hydro Project in the Bunaf region, which is expected to generate 130 megawatts of power into the national grid. He stated that solving the energy problems of the country is his greatest priority. The short ceremony was witnessed by a large number of indigenes from around the dam site. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
The inauguration was in two folds. The first unit of 130 megawatts of power at Bui and a substation at Kintampo to integrate the power into the national grid. The president and his entourage were virtually mobbed by children and the elderly in both towns. President Mahama stated that his focus within these few years is to enable an efficient power usage, most especially when he seeks to promote partnership with the private sector. President Mahama stated that the destruction of the West African gas pipeline has exposed how fragile the country's energy system is. He said he is determined to put enough energy into the system.
While the completion of the Bui project is a very good reason to rejoice, it does not suggest an end to our energy challenge. We still have a lot of work in order to completely arrest the problem and eliminate the impediments in supply of electricity to our people. Ultimately, Ghana's energy security is dependent on producing and processing our own gas reserves. I have taken a personal interest in the Ghana Gas Project and have asked for regular briefing on the progress of the project. I am convinced that the end of year target that has been set for bringing our own gas on stream is realizable.
President Mahama paid tribute to Ghana's first president Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah and former president John Ajekum Kufuor, who prioritized the Bui Dam project. He was also grateful to the chiefs and people in the catchment area for their cooperation and support, and to the chief executive of the Bui Power Authority, Jabesh Emisasa. President Mahama, who is a fan of social network, is aware of the many reactions regarding the current load shedding, locally known as Dumso. He promises to face the challenge head on.
So, as the recent news is that the national mission has been converted to Yamato. So, I wish to say, very soon, when we have more than enough in the grid will be Yamato Kaniao.
The Kintampo substation has been on the drawing board for almost 30 years until last year when the sod was cut for the project to take off. It is a two-transformer station which will serve as a point of integration of power from the Bui Hydroelectric Power Project into the national grid and also supply the power needs of consumers in Kintampo and its environs. In future, the substation will serve as an interconnection point for the proposed 330 power lines from Abuazi through Prestia, Kumasi to Bogatanga. The entire Bui Hydro project is about 92% complete and will be available for inauguration by October this year. The last tranche of compensation is ongoing.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.
The communications specialist at the Ministry of Energy, Edward Bauer, says an extra megawatts of electricity added onto the national grid should be a source of joy for Ghanaians who have, for the past months, been experiencing power outages and frequent load shedding. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Bauer said the additional 133 megawatts coming from Bui is a milestone and will gradually help solve the energy crisis in the country. He spoke to Kingsley Obinchere.
The addition of just this 133, which is just a part of the total project amount that it can offer, tells us that at least we are moving on towards something that is possible. So this is just a milestone towards getting energy sufficiency, particularly when it comes to electricity.
In this case, the president was being a little cautious in saying that it does not suggest an end to our energy challenges. Is it because of recent events where predictions or forecasts do not really happen?
No, basically, I think that it is important also to put this in perspective in which the president said, you realize that for every, if you look at the current situation that we find ourselves, look, even if we are able, because in terms of our generation, a low demand now, a low demand now based on the figures given by Beautiful suggests that we are talking about 1775, that's 1775 megawatts. So it gives you a fair idea that, look, even assuming that we're able to produce power to meet this particular demand, we're not too sure. This demand, in our own estimation, is a suppressed demand. It is because people do not have power, so that is the amount they are using. We are sure that if we were to make power more available, people will use more power. And so, just satisfying this particular business in itself is not enough. Besides that, you see, for every good system, power system, you must have what we call the reserve margin. Let's tell you that your reserve margin must be equivalent to your largest unit. The truth of the matter is that because of the absence of assembly, and even looking at the fact that our demand is growing at a very fast rate, and we are catching up in terms of that, it tells you that we are not sufficient in terms of power business. And so, that's why the president was very cautious. Mm-hmm. Every project that you do, any serious project has three main components. You are looking at project cost, you are looking at the quality, and again, you are looking at time. So for every project, you need to place time on it. And most of these projects you are looking at, whether it was the repairs of the West Africa gas pipeline, whether it was bringing on stream the T3, whether it was bringing on stream the first unit of a bridge, there were projects that we needed to put timelines on them.
Communications specialist at the Energy Ministry, Edward Bauer, talking to Kingsley Obintre.
Meanwhile, the communications director of Imani Ghana, a policy think tank, Selom Brantier, says instead of adding more megawatts of electricity to the national grid, attention should be focused on adequate distribution and maintenance of transformers. He says challenges in the sector will continue to persist if there is no proper handling of transformers. Mr. Brantier spoke to Kingsley Obintre.
It's not just a function of our ability to raise enough megawatt of power, but even we should even look at the distribution itself and how much is coming to the electricity company in terms of revenue. I mean, they need, apart from the fact that you need to generate the power, there also is a question of maintenance of the power transmission facility. And here I am talking about the cables and the wiring across the whole country, as well as the maintenance of the transformers, etc. I know quite well that even some of the power lines, the pylons that are supplied from east to west, some of them have actually been there for longer than they are supposed to be. And that in itself alone causes a loss to some of the power that is already being transmitted. And these are pressing issues that need to be taken care of even before we look at generating enough power across the country, because it is not just about generating the power, but it's efficient distribution across the whole national grid. And that alone is another challenge altogether.
Before we continue, is it not important for us to have that generation capacity so that when we are talking about distribution, we know we have something to even distribute?
Yes, but already there's something to distribute. But the thing is this, if we do not look at the two hand in hand, what we are going to have is very good generating capacity, but then we have a distribution model that is poor. Now what is going to happen is that it means that although there's enough power being generated, although we might have enough reserves, it might mean that certain areas would always be without electricity, not because the electricity cannot be generated, but just because the system is not work enough to receive that electricity that is being generated. That's the simple bit of the matter. We have several issues where we are waiting about transformers going here and there. Of course, if the power is being generated enough, no matter what happens, these distribution centers must be adequately prepared to take the power and then transmit it.
Communications director of Imani Ghana, a policy think tank, Selom Brantier, talking to Kingsley Obintre.